Well, every month I try to keep the county board up to date on the inmate numbers that we have. The foreign inmates, of course, bring a pretty large amount of revenue from outside of the county into the county. Just explain to them, this month we are at 43 foreign inmates and 19 local inmates for a total of 62 inmates in our jail, which is pretty close to where we can be with the current staffing levels that we have to maintain a safe, secure facility. And of course, that reduces liability that we face for, you know, something happening to the inmates as well as something happening to our staff. There's a fine balance between having more inmates and the increased cost that that would burden the county with inmate medical health. Of course, once we reach a certain point, the more medical costs increase just because of the increase in staffing of the medical personnel as well. So I'm trying to ride that fine line that generates the most bang for our buck, so to speak, the most income into the county with the least amount of expenditure at the same time.
So it sounds like you're right at that kind of fine line right now when you're around 63 that you... I mean, if you get a little bit more than that, that's where you consider you probably
just
better off adding staff.
Right. And the adding staff, which of course increases costs and increasing the other costs associated with that. Like, for instance, our medical contract for the inmates sort of limits us at about 55 inmates, which is like an average daily population. If we were to increase that number to 75, it increases the cost over $50,000 a year, which just that sort of relatively small number of inmate increase drastically increases that cost due to the increase in medical staff that we would require. So we want to, you know, keep our generation of income up with a safe and secure building for the community and still try and make the county some money at the same time.